Hi, my name is Wade Wegner, and I'm the Windows Azure Technical Evangelist. Today I'm going to talk to you about the Cloud Ready package for devices. This package is designed to make it easier for you to build mobile applications that leverage cloud services running in Windows Azure. What you're going to download in a little bit is a Windows Azure service package that you can deploy directly to your own Windows Azure account. Now, also in the package are step-by-step instructions and a Getting Started section that will guide you through the process of configuring and deploying the package. The reason we've created this package is to make it easier and simpler for you to deploy services to Windows Azure that you can use in your mobile applications. And in this video, I'm going to show you exactly how to do that. To get started, what you can do is go to GitHub. Now, we've put this up on GitHub along with the Windows Azure Toolkit for iOS, so that if you're building an iOS application, you can use this Cloud Ready package and deploy it directly to your Windows Azure accounts. In fact, you can see here by the recording that I'm actually running on a MacBook Pro, and so what I'll do is demonstrate how this will all work even on a Macintosh. Now, to get started, go ahead and go to GitHub under Microsoft-DPE/WA-Toolkit-iOS-lib. And from here, you can take a look at the downloads, and you'll see that the very first download that's available is this cloudready.devices.zip. So we'll go ahead and download this to our machine. Now, once it's downloaded, it is a zip file, so we'll unzip it, and we'll go ahead and take a look at the contents. So let me unzip it, and inside there's a number of files. The two that I'd like you to pay attention to are the Cloud Ready Package for Devices.cspkg right here, and then the Service Configuration.cscfg file right here. Now, this package contains all the assets and all the bits already built and compiled, and it's ready to be deployed. So we don't have to make any changes to the CSPKG file. However, the service configuration file is a place where we can put some of our own specific configuration settings so that we can specify what accounts that we want to use, the SSL certificates we want to use, and so forth. So go ahead and open this up. And I'm just using the text editor on the Mac. And you can see that it's essentially just XML file. And in it are a bunch of settings that we're going to specify. Now, what we're going to need to do is update a few fields, such as the account name and the account key for our storage, Windows Azure storage accounts. And then also, we're going to have to specify the certificate thumbprint for the Apple notification service so that we can push notifications directly to a device. And then also we want to specify the SSL certificate so that when users use our services, they're able to use them over SSL and everything's secure. And now these are needed because we're going to have these certificates registered within the Windows Azure role, and our certificates need to be registered here in this configuration file as well. So let's go ahead and get started. Now if I come back to the browser and go to the Windows Azure Management Portal, you'll see I already have a storage account here called WAS Mobile Services, and this is what I'm going to use with this package. So I'm going to come in here and copy to clipboard the access key used for this account, and then I'm going to come back and go ahead and make some updates. So I'm going to go ahead and paste in the access key, and then I'm going to also update this right here to WAS Mobile Services. And so what I'm able to, what this is essentially doing is it's setting it such that these two settings point to the right storage account name and storage key. All right, now that I've got those specified, I also need to get the thumbprint. Now, you may or may not have the Apple Notification Service thumbprint, but based on the way that we've built this package, you will need to specify a value. And so what I recommend doing is, if you don't, like in my case, I'm not going to deploy an Apple Notification Service thumbprint, but I do have an SSL certificate thumbprint. And so what I'm going to do is deploy the SSL certificate thumbprint and then use it also for the Apple Notification Service. Now, this will prevent me from being able to successfully push notifications. However, it will allow me to deploy. And the reason we've made this choice is we want to have all the scaffolding in place so that if you do choose to use the Apple Notification Service, you can. So in order to get the SSL certificate set up, I'm going to go back to the portal, and I'm going to come over to my hosted service. And if you look right here, I'm going to use this mobile services account, and if I come to certificates, I'm going to choose add certificate. I'm going to browse, and then under downloads, if I can find downloads, there it is. I have got this PFX file. Now the PFX file is an SSL certificate that is signed with the key. And so you need to get this from either your registrar or from one of the certificate registrars that are available for you to register and create an SSL certificate for your web application. And so I'm going to enter the password here. Go ahead and click create. And what this is going to do is register and then create this certificate. And it's going to set it up such that when I deploy my Windows Azure roles, the certificate is deployed in it. Now in here as well, under properties, you'll see that it will tell me what the thumbprint is. So I can go ahead and copy this value. I'm just hitting using the keyboard short keys to copy. And then I'm going to come in and update this to point to, or to rather leverage the thumbprint value. Now that's for the SSL certificate so that we can have folks use SSL and go to HTTPS. Now I'm also going to update the Apple notification services while using this, because if I don't, and I don't put a valid thumbprint that's a registered SSL certificate, then it will prevent me from uploading it. So now I'm going to go ahead and place it here as well. All right, so now that we've done that, I'm going to go ahead and save and close this. And now I'm going to go to our mobile services, and I'm going to say new production deployment. I'm going to go ahead and call this V1. And I'm now going to browse to our cloudready.devices folder, and I'm going to select the CSPKG file for the package. And then for the config, I'm going to go ahead and specify the CSCFG file, and then click OK. And what it's going to do is upload these files, and then it's going to start deploying it based on the value specified in the CSCFG file, and it will take the contents of the CSPKG file and deploy it. So we're going to let this start, and it should take about anywhere from 6 to 12 minutes, and we'll come back when everything is updated. All right, so now, after a few moments, we can see that what we've done is deployed two instances of our application. So we've got both of them running here. And one thing to note is if you select the version, you'll see here that you get the DNS name that will point to the URL. While this is the URL, since the package is set up only to support port 443, clicking this link won't work because we don't support traffic over port 80. So let's just go ahead here and type HTTPS. What is it again? Oh, it's wasmobileservices.cloudapp.net. And go ahead and select. And so here you can see that the page is up and running. I'm going to go ahead and click login or log on and type in the username password. You can see we've made it nice and easy for you first-time users to remember what the username and password is. And once we log in, we'll see that everything is up and running. And so that's how easy it is. We went from start to finish, basically downloading the Cloud Ready package, making the changes and updating the CSCFG file, and then deploying them into Windows Azure. And now your services are up and running and available for you to use from your applications for iOS or Windows Phone 7. Thanks.